We are on Daf Yudzayin Amud Beis, in the middle of the Amud. B'sure Omri Lohoshmaite Bahai Lishne. In Sure, they had said over the Shakla Batarye, the previous Lashon that we had till now. That is, that Rabbah held that Tzchach Posel is Posel B'dalad Amis, Beim Beim Tza Beim Min Atzad. And Rav held that Tzchach Posel is Posel B'dalad Fochim, Beim Tza Min Atzad. You need Dalad Amis because if you won't have Dalad, if you'll have less than Dalad Amis, you could say Doifin Akum. That is how this Shakla V'Talya was said over in Surah. In Nerdo Masnu, but in Nerdo it was said over differently. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, Tzchach Posel Be'emtza Poisel Ba'arbo, Minatzad Poisel Ba'arba Amis. Shmuel holds this. The Rav Omar Bein Minatzad Bein Be'emtza Ba'arba Amis. And in the second Lashon, in Nerdo, they held that Rav held like Rabbe, and the Shir, the Tzchach Posel Pasels, is B'dalad Amis. Tanan, Nosn Olel Neser, we had learned in the Mishneh, Daf Yudalad, Nosn Olel Neser, Shurochav Arbo Tvochim, Ksheiro. So the Sukkah is a kosher Sukkah. And the Gemara understood that it doesn't matter where this Neser is put. Is bishloime le rav doma bein beemtza bein min atzad ba'ar ba'ameis mishim hochi ksheira. So that's why the sukkah is kosher. El le shmuel da'oma beemtza ba'ar bo amai ksheira. Why is the sukkah kosher? The strip, the neser of dalet tvochim should pass all the sukkah. And for the gemara hochi b'mayes kinan min atzad. Speaking about that the Nesa was put minatzad, so Mamelo the Sukkah is kosher because you say doifin akum. Toshima, we learned a baraisa, shnei sadinim mitztarfim. Two sadinim are mitztarif to pasal a Sukkah. Shnei nesorim ay mitztarfim, two nesorim are not mitztarif. Why? Because this is Rabbi Yehuda that holds mesachichim ben nesorim. Nesorim is kesadinim, and they also pasul. Kizbish loimer lahach lishne. Now, Rav learned pshat that Rav Meir is speaking about nesorim of dalet tvochim. And Rav Meir pasuls nesorim of dalet tvochim. And Rav Yehuda doesn't pasul nesorim of dalet tvochim. Kizbish loimer lahach lishne. The Omar Rav Bein Beemtza Bein Minatzad Ba'ar Ba'amis. The way they said in Erdom, that Tzchach Posel Pasels Ba'ar Ba'amis. So Amay Mitztarfim Mitztarfim LeDalad Amis. Dalad Fochem never Pasels. So he says Nesorim Kisadinim. That means that just like Sadinim become Mitzarif, so Nesorim are also Mitzurif and will be Mitzurif to the Shir of Dalad Amis. But according to the Lashon of Nerdo, the Omar Rav Be'emtze Ba'arbo, that a Neser will passel Ba'arbo, Heichi Domi. Ide is Behu Dalet, if the Neser has Dalet Tvochim, Lomalu Atzterufi. You don't have to be Mitzarefit. It passels by itself. Either less bu dalit, if it has less than dalit for him, can ye ba'almaninu. So it's kosher eschach. So the Gemara answers, lo'ilam d'ispu abo, is speaking about that it has dalit for him. Umay mitztarfim, mitztarfim la'ar ba'ameis minatzad. Speaking about it was minatzad, so it's mitzarif to the sheer al ba'ameis, that you won't be able to say doifin akumah. Let us see Rashi. Besure masnu lahosh maite de rav, de omar schach posel, poisel bedalet beemtza, behailishne, de omar lael, that it passels bedalet for him. bei Lischen Domelel, Daschkechino, Rabbe, Rabbonon, der Weirab, die Yosri, Vekomri, Lo, da de Passels bedalet vor. Bin er do maß, no de Leomro, Rab never said, dass Rach Postel Passels bedalet vor ihm, Elle Schmur, Verab Poligalo. Beemza, Barbo, Schmur, Holz, da Beemza Passels, Barbo, de Mokim Choshevu, Lahaflig, Velochitz. Shein at phonis me ilish shuv zulazu, so we have schach posel of dalet fochim in the middle. So the phonis, so it's mafsik between the phonis, so the phonis, cannot help for the schach which is on the other side of the schach posel. The nira is ke shtei sukis, and it looks like shtei sukis. Min atzad baba amis avo poches mikan kshere de misalkinu ube poches mikan bakimus doifen ubelvad she yishtaye hechsher sukem bekosha that they should believe that they should be left over hechsher sukem bischach kosha avo laba amis leitmo bo doifen akume. Rav Omar Bein Bemza Shazehu Shiyurai Livsoil. That the Shiyur Livsoil is Daladamas. Na Nos Nalan Neser Kosal Kadaitach Bemza. Shnei Sadini Mitztarfim Lashir Schach Posel Livsoil Asukim Mishimdor Makabu Tumim. Shnei Nisorame Mitztarfim Lepoislo Mishim Gzeres Tikre Shafilokul Mesuchachas Nisorim Ksheirim. Rab Yudhi Kamala, the Islay Misachachim ben Nisorim. Rab Meir Oymer, Av Nisorim, Mitztarfim Lashir Schach Posel Lepoisel. The Sorim are also Mitztarif to Shir Schach Posel to Pasel the Sorim. Ochi Gassini, Bishlam Alach Lishna Doma Rabbein Behem Tzabein Minatzad Baba Ameis. Mai Mitztarfim, the Kasalke Daitoch, the Gemar held Behem Tzakoma. They're speaking about the middle of the sukkah. Ula Ravi Boilo, look me ben Nesom Shesh ben Dalet. According to Rav the Baraisa, speaking about Nesom Shesh ben Dalet, Kaduki Rav Leel Proktayu, Rav Yudhe, Rav Meir. Rav Meir, the time I don't miss ben Nesorim. Umay mitstarf, and the Koma Rav Meir mitstarf, and Rav Ameis, Lashir Schach Posel. Because Rav Meir only passels on Esar of Dalet Vochim, so Mitztafen will be the Shir Schach Posel of Dalet Amis. Elo lach lishne doma Rav be'emtza ba'arba Tvochim. Kedash kechinu Rabbe l'rabonon de'veirad. The Omri Yochi, that they held that the Psul is Dalet Vochim. Hai Mitztafen der Rav Meir, hei chidomi, the boy Tzirif. What is the case that you need Tzirif? It is bu'arba. Lomalu tzirif, you don't need tzirif, taltvachim alon pasul. Vidalas bu'arbo kanin ba'almaninu, so it's only, it's chachkosha. Da rabu da oma bishmaite delal, because rab had said before, benesorim shein bem arbo, divrehakol ksheiro. Ulishmul uleke lo isuvi, mino. You can't ask a kasha and shmul, the shmul the taimei. Da oma benesorim shein bem dalid machlaikis. Shmuel said that Rav Meir is speaking about Nesorim Sheim Behem Dalet, Umuki Loha Ben Nesorim Sheim Behem Arbo, Mai Mitztafim, Mitztafim Labo Tvochim. But he day lekele Mifrich Kanem Balmanin, he can't ask a kasha, it's Chach Kosher, because Shmuel holds that it's not Chach Kosher. There's a din of less than Dalet Tvochim is also possible by Nesorim. According to Shmuel, it's very good. The Loshim Mitztafen, but Lav Loshitosa Yishver. Toshma, we learned about Aise Sichecha Benisorim Shel Erez Sheyesh Behem Dale Divrei Hakel Psulom. Everyone holds that if you have a Neser of Dale Tvochim, that it's possible. This was this paraisa we had before. This was a raya to Shmuel, the machlekes Chamei Rabbi Yehuda. Ein behem dalet. What if there is not the nesar is less than dalet tvochim? Rab Meir poisel, Rab Yehuda machsha. Umoide Rab Meir, and the moide Rab Meir is going on bein she ein behem dalet ובין שיש בהם דלת, ועוד אין מיידה רב יהודה, ומיידה רב מאיר, שאם יש, so now the problem is that יש בהם דלת, ומיידה רב מאיר, שאם יש בין נסר לנסר כמו לנסר, שמניח פסל ביניהם הקשר, so you can put שכח ביניהם, and it is kosher. So you have over here a sukkah that has a neser, nesorim of dalet tfochim, and if you'll fill it up with the spaces, the equal spaces, you'll fill up with schach kosher or bikosher. So the Gemara says, Bishleim laman diyoma bein beemtza bein minatzad bedalet ameis mishim hochi ksheira. So it's kosher. That means that even though you have dalet tfochim schach posel bein tayim, but the sukkah is a kosher sukkah. The schach posel does not posel the sukkah. The olchaner is a kasha. How are you going? It's going to be how are you going to sit in such a sukkah? You need roishe beruboy, and if you have schach that you have schach dalet tfochim schach kosher dalet tfochim schach posel dalet tfochim schach kosher. Don't have place for Roshe Veruba. It's Ein Yishenim Pachtov. How is it good? So the Melchaner says a very interesting teretz that he says it seems that a sukkah zayin al zayin is Roshe Veruba. There's not place for his whole body. Roshe Veruba. So that means let's say you need for the kol gufo you need 10 tfochim. So he says so. So he'll sit down, you have Roshoy under the Dalet Tfochim, Schach Kosher, then he sticks out the rest of his body, so part of it is under Schach Posel, and then the other part of it is under Schach Kosher again. So mainly, even though there's a Chelek that's out of the Sukkah, but you can be Metzarif Ruboy with the Chelek of the Schach Kosher after the Schach Posel, so you can have Roshoy Beruboy. That's what the Oruch Laner wants to say. So, like upon him, the Gemara said, as long as there's no problem of passeling the sukkah, so we can understand how yesh revach b'neim kemoisam is good, even though you have nesorim of dalet tfochim which are pasul. Elo l'man diyoma be'emtza barbo, but according to the man diyoma, that holds that arbo pasuls be'emtza, one loshen in Rav, one loshen in according to Shmuel. So why is the sukkah kosher? The sukkah gets upkepasled. Each nesel, it cuts off the schach from the opposite teufen. Omar Rav Huna Bereide Rav Yeshua Hoche Besukkah Lehaveh L'Shmoina Ameis Betzumtzameis Askina. Here we're speaking about a sukkah that has exactly 8 amas, exactly 48 tfochim. V'yoiv neser upesel, v'neser upesel, v'neser upesel mahai gise. So on one side you start off with a neser, and you repeat neser pesel 3 times. So that's the first half of the sukkah you were mesachet, with 24 tfochim of neser pesel. Neser upesel, neser upesel, neser upesel, mahaygis, and then you start on the other side with neser upesel. So you also, then you fill up the other 24 tvochim. Ahabalohu shnei psolim be'emtza. So it comes out, if you have a sukkah which is exactly 8 amis, exactly 48 tvochim, so you'll end up with 2 psolim in the middle. Ike hechsher sukkah be'emtza, so you have a hechsher sukkah be'emtza, and till the 8 tvochim you'll say doifen akume, you'll get rid of the nesorim, and that's why the sukkah is kosher. That is how the sukkah is kosher. Let us see Rashi. Umayde rab meyer b'chol eilu shuhu poysel behem, is moide if there be a neser pesel, shem yesh bei neser, neser kemoli neser, shem nir pesel b'nei mekshera. And he's made also Vashayesh Bem Dalit Namikoi. It's also going on all the cases that he passed. So that was Pachas Midalit and Dalit. So the Sukkah will be kosher. Frag the Gemara, Mike Sheira, Bechol Achas, why is it kosher? Bechol Achas me Anisorim, in each Nesor Sheyesh Shia Livsoil. So there's a shear that tassels the sukkah. That means that cuts off the schach from the rest of the from the opposite doifin. Heichid the lekala mishrayu bedoifin akume. You can't be matter with doifin akume, so you lost the tassels all the schach. Vizu kula mivulbelas behem. Here the whole sukkah is mevubel with Nesar Pesel, v'im g'doy lehi, oysom shechutz la'arba amais, poisleis bos, if it's a g'doy lo, so what is chutz la'arba amais, poisleis bos? Masha wants to say that the Gemara knew you could say it's speaking about the two psalm in the middle, but the Gemara did not know that this akim to speaking about the Shemayin Amis mitzum tzomish, you could have the two psalm in the middle with a bigger shear. So if Stamazah, the Mo did know that it's only speaking about a specific case. So Mamela, so the Mo is speaking about all cases. So by all cases, that you can't say, so I feel you'll end up with two psalm in the middle, but if it's a Gedoyla, you can't say Doif and Akuma, so you lost out. So the Mo answered, no, this case is speaking about a unique case, Shainba lo Shmoina Amis Mitzum Tzomis, lo Ipoches v'lo Yoisa, Shain Arboim u'Shmoina Tvochim. This is 48 Tvachim. Again, Sheishchol bo mi beis todim. He started off on both sides, the Yov Nesa Beresh. He put the board first. Behodar Pesel. Veneser u'Pesel. Veneser u'Pesel mehai gisa. Reichov dalit Tvachim. Reisichuch ad emtso. It was Mesacher till the middle of the Sukkah. Bechoizer maslo mitzidar shein. Ba'oise kamoikein, ba'avalu shnei psolim ba'emtsa, de'ike hechshe sukkah, ba'reiches tvachim hein, the middle of the sukkah you have eight tvachim, hilkach, ksheiro ayidei oison shnei psolim, ve'tachas ha'nisorim, and underneath the nisorim, lo yishon, you're not permitted to sleep, Vasukya Aino Nivselas Ben, Domrinin Doifen Akume, Ad Absolim Hoem Tsai. The Sukkah doesn't become Nivsel Ayudeda Nisorim, because you say Doifen Akume. Poches me Arba Amisu, because it is less than Dalad Amis. It is 20 Tvachim. So you say Doifen Akume. The psalm, the two middle psalm start after 20 Tvachim. There's a diak from Rashi. The Oitza brings down this diak. I mean, Rashi says, V'tachas anesorim lo yishon. So the medayik from Rashi, but tachas absolim yishon. That you could sleep underneath the schach, which is very, very, very difficult to understand. What is pshat in such a halacha? How could you sleep underneath the schach? I mean, the schach is cut off from the other. The whole reason the sukkah is kosher is because you say doifen akuma. Number one, this is doifen. So it's a doifen. It's not schach. And al schach, it doesn't have two tvanis. I mean, that was the whole problem. It's a problem. The Meiri brings down Shitas Rishayim that holds like this, and says the Loshna Gemara would seem like that, because the Gemara says Neser Pesel. Why do you say Neser Pesel? If you're only ending up with, you could have the whole thing with Nesorim. If that's what Yoni Marsh, only the two Psalim Shebemsa, the whole thing could be Nesorim. So it seems the Gemara does say Neser Pesel to tell me that even he can sleep underneath the Psalim also, but he doesn't understand why. Kaponim, this is a shverikai. We have to understand what svara there could be. Period. Al kaponim, So that is the case when there are Dalit, the Sorim of Dalit Tvachim. So the Sukkah is kosher in a certain case when the Sukkah is 8 Amis long. Fragt Rashi, v'im toima b'nisorim upsolim apchusim edalit, but umoyder abmeir is going on all cases. All the nisorim that he passeled, his moyder nesra passel b'kosh. It's b'nisorim upsolim apchusim edalit. It's nisorim upsolim that are less than dalit, loy miskashre Bishnayim or Emtsayim. That means, let us say, can make it, if it's 3.5, no problem. So you'll end up, you could have 2 psalm also, that'll be 7. So you'll have a kosher, a sukkah of 7. You could also make Neser Pesel. But let's say the Neser is 3.25 or 3. So you'll have 2 psalm in the middle, you'll only have 6 tvachim in the middle. So Memele, and it says Umayda Rameya. Rameya was Moida Shimyesh Bay Nesel and Nesel Kabali Nesel, and all cases is Moida that if there's Revach be named Kamoisam, it is kosher. Now in such a case, how is it kosher? That's Rashi's kasher. In Taima Benisorim Upsolim Abhusim Idalit, Lemis Kashre Bishnayim Em Tsaim. The zimnin, the leke, hechsher sukkah. Maybe there won't be a hechsher sukkah. If there'll be, let's say, in the sorum of 3 tfachim, there won't be a hechsher sukkah. El ramei domer av b'shem b'em arbei mesach b'em, heichi miskasher, b'sheyesh b'ein nesa, l'nesa, kemolei nesa. Just one stickle nekude. We didn't mention it yesterday, but there's a machlekes between the Magen Avraham and the Chazon Ish, the Rabbe. We had learned yesterday as follows, that if you have a sukkah, ktane, schach posel, and you have schach posel of 3 tvachim, the sukkah is posel. The less bay shiyure de sukkah. And we had explained what is the lomdus, the less bay shiyure de sukkah. That means if you have 4 tvachim in one next to the 4 tvachim together of schach kosher, and then you'll have 3 tvachim of schach posel. So since the schach posel has achshivis, it's 3 tvachim, it's more than the shiur labud. So it doesn't become bottle to the schach kosher, it doesn't become mitzurif to the schach kosher. So memele, the psul is not that it passels the sukkah, but less by shiure the sukkah. You need zayin tvachim, and the schach posel does not become mitzurif to the schach kosher. That is what we had learned yesterday. That's a double muskim. That is, if you have a sukkah dalid plus schach posel 3. What will be the din if you have a sukkah hay and schach posel 3? What will be the din over there? So the Magen Avraham says it's no good. So the Magen Avraham, the lomdus of the Magen Avraham is, that's how the Prima Godim explains it, because again, you're handling with schach posel, which you need 7. But you have here the schach posel of 3. There's a chaticha real iskabed. It's a double choshev of schach posel. It will not become bottle to the schach kosher. That's what the Magen Avraham. So it comes out if you have 6.5 and 3, it's posel according to the Magen Avraham. The Chazon Ish says, he says, that you have 3 tvachim of schach posel. If I would need the whole 3, if it's 4 plus 3, so I need the 3, so you have to be mevatel the 3 to the 4. So there's a lumdus that 3 doesn't become bottled to 4. 3 is a dashir choshev. But if I have 5 and 3, I don't need the whole 3, I just need 2 of the 3. I only need 2 of the 3. So lemaisa, so 2 could become bottled to 5. So he said the Sra Chazon Ish holds 5 plus 3 is a kosher sukkah. That because you don't need the whole 3. Es mag like es da Chazayin Ish and the Magen Avraham. The Chazayin Ish gets stuck over here in this Rashi. Rashi asks Akashi, he says, if you have Neser, Pesel, Neser, Pesel, let's say the Neser is three, so you'll have in the middle, there'll only be six in the middle. So how will it be kosher? Rashi asks Akashi. So the Chazayin Ish asks on himself, what's the problem? You have six in the middle. The filled in the Sorim are three. Here we have Mamish, this case of the Machlokes, the Chazayin Ish and the Magen Avraham. You have six, and you have three on both sides, but you don't need the three to be mashlim the sukkah. You just need one to be mashlim the sukkah. So the Chazayin Ish is ma'ira from this Rashi, that this Rashi is a little problematic. About Kaponim, this will be a raya to the Magen Avraham. Yeah, so let us see again the lesson of Rashi. So Rashi says, "Bimtayev and Nesarim Epsalim Hapchusim Midalid Loim Iskashre Bishnayim Omtzayim." It won't become kosher with the two middle ones. The Zimna Deleke Hershe Sukkit. Ramei Yedom Arav Beim Beim Arboy Misachim Beim Heiche Miskasher Bishayish Bei Neser LeNeser Kevolei Neser. So Rashi says, so the Chazayin says, yeah, that kefela, that kefela. But Rashi says the truth. Ahi kula ksheira, he says, there is no problem whatsoever. Vav tachas an nesorim. The whole sukkah is kosher. The leka dalet b'mokim echo. Take a neser gimel eschach posel. But if you don't have dalet b'mokim echo, some emele, so it's a fila yishenim tachto. The heichi posel rameya, that what rameya says, that a neser Nesorim pasol the sukkah. Hey, chadik etarti ba'dodi. If you have two together, the kasova or shnei nesorim mitzarfim la'arba, because he holds to nesorim mitzurif la'arba. Zok the gemara vayta. Omar Abaye. Avir shloisha. Besukah Gedoyla. You have Avir Shloisha Besukah Gedoyla. You have a big sukkah. In the middle of the sukkah, you have a strip of Avir going in Hadoifin ala Pesach. The pasul's the sukkah. Umiyatoi, and now he went, and he was Mamayat the Avir. How is he Mamayat the Avir? Bein Bekanim, maybe he put one bamboo there. Bein bishpudim, or he put schach posel there. Havi miut. So it's a miut. That means, what do I have now? I have now avir shnayim, which isn't a shir psul. I have here schach posel, a tefach, which is also not a psul. Zil hoche leke shiure, zil hoche leke shiure, so it's a kosher esuk. So by a sukkah gedoyla, that was the whole sugya b'emerson on that yedzayin amid beis. Rabbi held that by dalet tvachim you shouldn't say such a thing. But al kaponim here it's zicher good. You only have three tvachim. So memele. So here it says you don't have a shir of avir to pass. You don't have a shir of schach posel to pass. So for kelt it will be kosher. That is by a sukkah gedoyla. What will be the din? Besuke ktana. What will be the din if you have a suke ktana? You have a suke ktana, that means, let's say you have four tvachim of schach kosher, and three tvachim of avil. It's not bitter. So, bekanim, if you're going to put one piece of bamboo there, have a meat. So, very good. So now you have less than three tvachim of schach. Of avir, so it's a kosher sukkah. Bishpudim loy havi miyad. Above, you put a shpud there, loy havi miyad. And here we'll see the lamdas, because here is chosalei shiure de sukkah. Since you have a shir of gimel tvachim in the sukkah, which is not schach kosher, and you need seven tvachim of schach kosher, So the three Tvachim have to become Mitzurif to the seven, to the four Tvachim. Three Tvachim is a Shir Choshuv, it doesn't become Mitzurif. So Memeila, if you'll put a Shpud in this Aver of three Tvachim, it will not help the situation, because Chosolo Sheyured the Sukkim. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Havi Miyut, if you had a Sukkah Gedoyla, And you had three tvachim of aver and you put something there, sais chach kosher, sais chach posel. So havi miyut, it's a miyut, uksheiro. The lav shir aver yesh, the loy shir schach posel yesh. Besuka ktano shir mitzumtzem, bekonim havi miyut, amrin en lovud, ve'en kan aver. So there's no aver, we say the whole thing becomes schach kosher. Bishpudim loy havi miyut. Aval gav the loy mize the loy mize yeshir lifsel. I don't have a shir to pasel abo miyu. Kiven the ike gimel tfochim bahadodi. The lomdus we had mentioned yesterday. There are three tfochim together. The novki mehechshe suke. You have three tfochim, which is more than lovud, which is not hechshe suke. Chshivi ba'apei nafshayis. This is a chshivis. A chunk of natsuk is here. V'loi mitztalfin ba'hado. So this three tvachim cannot become mitzurif. La'ashluma l'shiyura to be mashlum d'shiyah. So kiktani needs seven tvachim. See if there'd only be 2.5 tvachim of schach posel or 2.5 tvachim of avil. So becomes mitzurif to the sukkah. It's considered yev a sukkah shol zayin al zayin. Becomes mitzurif, but since there's three tvachim of nitherchir sukkim, so memele it has achshives le mitzalfim ba'de lashlume lishiyure v'lesa lishiyure de sukkim. Yeah. Now let's go further. V'hani mili min hatzad. Now the Gemara says, when do we say that less than three tvachim of aver helps? That is davke min hatzat. That means you have, let's say, saya suke ktane, saya suke gdoyle, you have aver 2.5 tvachim, then you have the suke starts, so you say lovud. Mashlum the shir, there's no problem. Avol be'emtza, but what is the halacha be'emtza? You have, let's say a sukkah gedoyla, or a sukkah ktana, you have 2.5 tvachim of aver. What is the halacha? Do you also say lovud, or don't you say lovud? Habo be'emtza pligi bo rav ache ve'ravin. We have a machlokes amiroim. Chad omar yesh lovud be'emtza, v'chad omar ein lovud be'emtza. Now, before we go into the sugya, it would be very kedai to see a Ran, which is an eye-opener, and with the Ran we'll be able to understand the lomdus of the sugya. Ran is on Daf Tesa Med Aleph Bedafe Harif. Let us go the first line of the Ran when the lines start getting thinner. The last two words. V'taime deman deyomar ein lovud beschach. That means a lovud be'emtza. Why don't you say lovud? So the Ran says, Amir de Kezach, Midamrinen. The Gemara says, Shi'urin, Chatzitzin, Umechitzin, Aloch Lamoisha Misinai. Vaskinon, the Gemara says, what's Mechitzin? Le good, ule lovud, ule doifen hakume. Umishim hochi svirelei, so it comes out, the whole Aloch Lamoisha Misinai, and lovud was said, b'mechitzin. In Hilchis Mechitzis, there's a din of lovud. Mishim hochi svirelei, didavke bitfonis udamrin in lovud. Davke bei der Tfon ist es der Din of Lobos. Das Mechitzen. In Hilchis Mechitzen ist es der Din of Lobos. Aber besichuch, but what happens, the schach is split up in here. You have ave gimel, poches me gimel, that's mavdol between schach on the right side and the left side. So now, the longest of, you have to say lovud now, this is not by mechitzen, this is by sichuch, this is by akirui. So who said that the halacha of lovud was said by sichuch? The halacha of lovud was only said by mechitzen. That's what one man the yama held. The davke betfonis udamrin in lovud, avo besichuch loy. Veidach svirelei the loishna. The other man the yama holds, but there's no difference. Maybe the sichuch also has ilchis mechitzes. We see the gemara shtelt so the din of poritz koimed by sichuch. Bahai de nokat plukte, dein lovod beemza, gabi miatoi. Our Gemara started off with a sugya that there was three tvachim, miatoi. Hainu loima, so now there's a yesedis de karan over here. The lamandi oma, ein lovod beemza, if you hold ein lovod beemza, ki emrinin yesh lovod min hatzat, that we say yesh lovod min hatzad. That means you have a doifin, you have aver 2.5 tvachim, and then the schach starts. So there everyone holds, you say lovod. That's lovod min hatzad. So what is the lomdis? Because there you'll say lovod to the mechitze. The mechitze has to be close to the schach. So memela mishum hilchis mechitze, I'll say lovod. So there, I'll be mechabel of the din lovod, the mechitza to the schach. If it's only a schach problem, that is no din of lovod. But if this is a problem and hilchis mechitzes, so then you do say lovod. Zok the hilik eram. But according to the man, the yoma ain lovod beemza, ki amrinin yesh lovod min hatzad, that you say lovod min hatzad, davke, so let us say like this, you had a aver three tvochim. Now I'm going to go and put a shpud or a schach to be memayed it from three tvachim. Is where are you going to put the shpud? Is davke ki miyatoi mitzad schach? If you'll put it next to the schach. So the problem is in the mechitza. The problem is in the mechitza because the mechitza is not close to the schach, so it's up some mechitza dikedin. So then we can say lovud. Avo miyatoi mitzad doifin, but what will be if you'll take the schach and you'll put it next to the doifin? I mean, they had a problem, they had three tvachim of avos. So I take one bamboo and I put it next to the doifin. So the minute you put it next to the doifin, so there's no problem anymore in the mechitza. The mechitza is next to the schach. It's next to the bamboo. You know what your problem is now? You have a schach problem now. Because there's avir of 2.5 tvachim between this one bamboo and the rest of the bamboos. Is memela, oh, that's a problem already. Then is a love with bamza. When will it be good? Mitzat, if he was reminded, mitzat schach. That he put the bamboo by the schach. So then that's called lovod minatzat. Avol miyatoi mitzat doifin, but if you put the bamboo next to the doifin, loy. So then it's no good. So that's why the Gemara was markiv, the sugya of miyatoi. With the sugya of ein lovod beemza, to know that a filuminatzad that miyate helps you, have to know where to put it. You have to put it next to the schach and not next to the doy. Frekteran akashe. Avle lovod minatzad, yekmash mon deloy. Oh, yeah, I'm reading, deloy taime, you shouldn't say. Given the poches midale dame somach le doifen. Omrinen doifen akume. Frag doch daran. What's na lochere? I'm wrong. Was geht mir on? that he put the schach next to the doifen. But Kozman is less than Dalad Amish to say doifen akume. Afilu miyatoi min ha-doifen havalei loved min ha-tzatz. Afilu is miyatoi min ha-doifen, so I'll say doifen akume. So lemaise, so this one bamboo is doifen. Now the problem is the doifen isn't close to the schach. That's Hilchus Mechitzin. Hilchus Mechitzin, I'll say lovot. So what's machich and intershade? What's the difference if he puts the bear where he puts it? Yeah. Kamash Milon. So that's why, no, that's why the Gemara was marking these two sugyas together. Kamash Milon Deloi. Mishim Deloi Mrinon. Doifen Velovot. Doifen Akume Velovot Kiyadodi. You won't say Doifen Akume Velovot Kiyadodi. Hilkach. Ki miyatoi mitzat ha-doifen, oisei miyitzchach mechshev, v'loi doifen, v'havolei lovud be'emtza kein nireli. So the Ran says, muyim dike chidushim. So the Ran says that if the schach was put next to the doifen, it'll be posel, if you hold a lovud be'emtza, because you will not say doifen akume and lovot. Rabbi Kiveger in the Chuvis says pshat in this Ran as follows. He says he can't take the Ran face value. Not the Ran says you can't be marsher asuke with doifen akume. If you have to say two aloches, you say doifen akume and lovot, you don't say that. That is not pshat in the Ran. He says pshat in the Ran is, if one halacha is dependent on the second halacha, then you don't say two halachas. That means like this. If you hold ein lovud be'emtza, so the only way I could say lovud, if I say doifen akume, so then you won't say lovud, because the lovud, the whole hersha of lovud is only through doifen akume. So then you can say, but if you hold yesh lovud be'emtza, so then I don't need the din of doifen akume to, I don't need the din of doifen akume to say lovud. I can say lovud, if it was Ben says also I can say lovud. I don't need the doifen akuma to say lovud. So then lemaise, then you will say two alochis. That is how Rabbi Kevega learns pshat in this Ran. For example, comes out moiridike chidushim with this Ran. For example, if you'll have, schach posel in the beginning of the sukkah, And the doifen hasuke does not reach the schach. So there Rabbi Kevege says, or you'll have avir, pochas migimel. So Rabbi Kevege says, there you won't say, so you have to say two alochas, you have to say good asik. After good asik, then you could say doifen akuma by schach posel, or lovud if you have avir. So since over there the holding of lovud, or doifen akuma, is dependent on good asik, so then you won't say these two halachas. So this is a yisod. The Ran built this yisod from a diuk that why the Gemara was malkiv these two in yonim. That's the lichtik oigin of the rishonim. Why the Gemara was speaking about miyatoi, and then we bring in this sugya. So the Gemara wants to tell us that The halacha of miyatoi is totally in the sugya, that what we said, minatzad is kosher, it matters how he's memayated. Now we can get into the sugya. Avol be'emtza pligi bo rav ache veravine. Kad omar yesh lovud be'emtza. One man the omar holds is a din lovud be'emtza. V'chad omar ein lovud be'emtza. My time at the man the omar yesh lovud be'emtza. that by sichuch, by a kirui, you also say yeshlovet b'emsa desanyem, we learned koiro hayoitzo mikoisel ze, ve'eino negas b'koisel achel. That by a mobui you need a koire beruach revi, to be matter tiltal in the mobui, so if you have a koire that goes out from one koisel and doesn't reach the second koisel, Bechein shtei koirois achas yoitzes mikoisel ze, achas yoitzes mikoisel acha, ve'einam noigeis zu bezu, poches mi shloishef is less than shloishe tvochem between one koir and the other koir, einei tzorech lohovi koir acheres, he does not have to bring another koir. Shloisha, if there's three tvochem, tzorech lohovi koir acheres. So you see, klar, now in the second case, you have two koiris, you have to say lobud to be mechaber the two koiris b'emtza. This is not a mechitza, this is a psadin kirui. But afal pikein, you do say lobud. B'idok. Shani koiris derabono. This whole din is only a derabono, the kedin, minatoire, you have three mechitzes shalat, to be metaltal b'movi. No, hey mombo, hey mombo. But we're speaking about a deraisa of suke, by a deraisa of suke he held, there you don't say lovud be'emtza. Let us see Rashi. Be'emtza aver be'poches me'gimel shaloi be'somach ledoifin. That's the machlokes. Koira hayoitza lahater hamovui. Unesuno al roichav pesach hamovui, mikoiso le koiso. Vizu eino magas lushnei haksolim. Doesn't reach both walls. Vachem beis koiris, valkochacho beemtza avir poches migimu, shaloi besomach ledoifin. And here it's beemtza. So he answered him, shani koire, the chalisa tiltul movui, vilches eirev, the rabbonon hum, Now the Gemara says, my time the man the Omar in Lovod Be'emtza. The one that knows in Lovod Be'emtza, what's his makir? This not, we learned, Arube Shebebayis. You have a skylight, an opening in the roof. Ubo Peseyach Tefach, and there's a Peseyach Tefach. Tumo Babayis. Now you have Tume, you have a nice picture in the Perishchai. Tuma babayis. If you have tuma babayis, not underneath this arube, kulei tome. So underneath the whole ceiling, it's tome. Ma shekeneged arube toyer. But let's say you'll have a keli, which is underneath the arube, so it's toyer, because underneath the arube there's no oil over there. So Memele, if there's a keli any other place, so it's tome, because it's underneath an oil shel tome. It's underneath the arube, it's toil. What'll be the other way around? Tumo keneged arube, so then the tome goes straight up into the arube, into the hole. It doesn't, has no contact at all with the rest of the ceiling. Tume is tume keneged arube, kolabai is kula toil. Ein baruba poiseach tefach, so these same halachas apply. Tuma babayis, keneged arube toyer, tuma keneged arube, kolabayis kulei toyer. So what is the kasha? So the kasha is, why don't you say lovut? Why don't you say lovut? Let us say lovut, and it's only a tefach. So let us say lovut. We should consider that mokim is sosum. So therefore, these two halachas should not apply. So if tume babai is underneath, a keli underneath a rubi should also be tummy. It's underneath one oil. Make one oil. Be soisim the tefach. Why didn't you say this? is a raya that that you don't say lobud beemza. The idoch shiny hilchis tumme dahochi gmirlo. He said, no, that's hilchis tumme. It's not hilchis lobud, it's hilchis tumme. By tumme is gezokavon the loch, you don't say lobud lahachmir. Or we'll see in Rashi. Rashi seems to say something else. Let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi. Aruba begaki. Kineged aruba toir, kelim shetachteha toirim, she'einoi oyel ameis. That are not in the oyel ameis. Almein lovet be'em, tzalem hevi kulei kisosim. The first halacha that should be underneath aruba, the kelim should also be tome. Kolabayis kulei toir, shein mail ala tumeklum. Ein baruma peseach tefer tumme babayis kneged aruba toir, tumme kneged aruba, kolabayis kulei toir. Sefer Garsinin Kireishe. Bedvorm acherim yesh bineim chilek b'mishna dayos. There's other, in other rotim there's a difference. V'ochelem esinu lakula, b'zeh roish perik arube shebesoich habayis. So the Gemara says, ochi gemiru lohu mi Sinai, dein lovod be'emtza. By tumme, that's the loche, umi aloche loy gamrinin, midi achiti elahu de itmar bay. Now, from Rashi it would seem, that's what Rashi says, which is very, very schwer, that this whole halacha is speaking about an aruba be'emtza. What would be if the aruba would be next to the wall? Then the halacha would not be like that. And what would be if you have a hole in the wall alone? The Rishash is this kasha. Is that din, you have a hole in the wall, it's a peseach tefach, it's maybe yes atume. You'll have a wall separating two rooms, and there's a hole in the wall. So the din is, there's a peseach tefach, so go from one room to the other room. This is a machitz already. Why don't you say lovud? Pashtis, it would be very good to say that by tume you don't say lovud. Why it ain't lovud lahach, but by tume you don't say lovud pir. But Rashi does not say that. You have to know, Rashi says by tume you don't say lovud lahachmer. That's what, you don't say lovud b'emtza. But vice the chois on the side or on the wall, you will say lovud. And that's very problematic. But that's what Rashi says. Let us see Tosfos. Ein lovud b'emtza, haino lemailo. The tfonis by tfonis, machshirin le'el, kone poches migimel. So my male, because that's machitzes you do say lovud. Umi koiris movi porich shapi. Da haino nami lemailo. That's lemailo, that's not machitzes, that's kirui. Oporir be'leman d'yoma perkama da'ere ben koirim mishum mekeire, be'leman d'yoma mishum mechitze. It seems since it doesn't have a din of according to the Randach Mevissen, this is Mechitzin already. So Kapanim Taisis Weiss Tachois, for some reason holds that this is that the Maila is not in Lovod. Vim Taima, im Ein Lovod Be'emtza, so Taisis asks, if you say Ein Lovod Be'emtza, im Kein Tzilsa Merube Mechamsa Tifsa, so it should be possible. So if be'emtza you don't say lovud, so memele, how is it shaykh to have a sukkah with holes in it? Shaloye bo nekev. That means every hole, so the only reason it's kosher, because you say lovud. And if you say ain't lovud be'emtza, so you don't say lovud. So memele, so that area is a hepsik. You lost your lovud. Lav pirchei. So Taisha says that's no kasha. Doche mayrik she'avir mahalech al pnei kulo. Here we are speaking about that when we're speaking about lovud b'emtza, we're speaking about that the avir split the sukkah. U'besichuch nechleku l'shnai. So memele, so then, what could be machshir the sukkah? Only lovud. That means without lovud, you have a split sukkah. You have avir, let's say a tefach. You have a tefach of avir that splits the sukkah. So if you say lavud, so Baruch Hashem, you have a tzarif the sukkah. If you won't say lavud, the flood tefach of avir will split the sukkah. So that's our sugya. Do you say lavud b'emtza? Don't you say lavud b'emtza? But if you have a hole in the middle, and you don't say lavud, so this is the lechayah the way Tosfos said on Daf Yud Zayin, if you'll have afilu avir sholish al sholish, in the case when you can't say lavud, you'll have a box of sholish al sholish in the middle of the sukkah, and lechayah Tosfos means if we don't have a shir sukkah, since all the schach is mechubah, so it becomes mitzurif. Without it in love, just like Tosfos said in Daf Yud Zayin, if you have a box of sholish al sholish avir, it also won't pass all the sukkah. Tosfos said, the evsha, but l'cheira Tosfos is like the evsha over here, or else you have a problem. That means that you won't have a shir sukkah b'mokim echad, you have a lot of small holes in a sukkah. Afal pikein, you'll be mitzar of the whole schach, because since it doesn't go through and through, so it's a kosher, it's without love, it'll be kosher. Because the schach is mechubel to one to each other around the holes. Behold, ein schach posel posel bepoches me'abo. Ava gav ne lovet b'emtza. Leidomi la'ava. This the man of shech yesem ishloish arayotzem eteres lovet. Velochi ene posel fishene choshev li yischoitzet zomavsik b'entayim. By schach posel bechlal. By schach posel bechlal, you don't have to come on to hilchis lovot. Schach posel is, if it doesn't have achshivas of dalit, so it's not chaitzitz, it becomes a nitfal to the sukkah. About kaponim, what do we hear from Tosfos? Tosfos says that, I mean, that's what Tosfos says, that our sugya is speaking about when you have, and our sugya is speaking about that you have a strip of avir, which is one tefach or two tefachim. So if you say lovet be'emtza, it's good. And if you don't say lovet be'emtza, it's a posel sukkah. That's what our Tosfos says. Rabbi Kiveger and Daf Yitzayin Lomad Aleph says he doesn't understand. We had learned yesterday that Tosfos Daf Yitzayin Lomad Aleph, he doesn't understand the Tosfos. But now we'll understand what Rabbi Kiveger did not understand. Tosfos and Daf Yitzayin Lomad Aleph with Ibrahim Asrel Ilu clear the shaila as follows. Tosfos clear the shaila, what will be the din if you have two tfochim schach posel, then you have two tfochim avir, and two tfochim schach posel. So Tosfos clear the shaila, will the sukkah be kosher or posel? Now what are the tzdodim of Tosfos? So Tosfos, one side of Tosfos is that you don't have a shir leaf cell. Two tfochim schach posel doesn't passel. Less than three tvachim of avir doesn't passel. Two tvachim of schach posel doesn't passel. So, zirhocha lekishu. Tosfos has a tzad, but maybe, since it's less than three tvachim, we'll say lovut. Now you have four tvachim of schach posel. Efshar nit, since there's avir in between. Kiven the avir mavsik bintayim, loy mitzdal. So Tosfos klaus ha-shaila, will you say lovet or won't you say lovet? If you say lovet, it'll passel. If you won't say lovet, it won't passel. If you won't say lovet, so it's a posel a sukkah without your schach posel. That's what our Tosfos said over here. Our Tosfos said the whole sugya of yesh lovet b'emtza means we have a strip of avir, and without lovet, your sukkah is posel. The avir will passel it. Avir passels with a tefach. Avir passel with a half a tefach. If you have a strip cutting across the sukkah, the whole thing that is mashu the sukkah is only if you say yesh lovet b'emtza. Without yesh lovet b'emtza, you have a posel of sukkah. So Bikivegi says he doesn't begin to understand the suffix of Tosfos. Tosfos has a suffix. Will you say lovet? Won't you say lovet? So he says, mother of shechet should be posel. If you don't say lovet, so the some of the sukkah is posel. Aftavir. If you will say lovet, so then you have dalet fochim. Am schach posel b'moki mecha. Al kaponim, it would seem from Tosfos, you have to know the oimek hadvarim, that lovud could make that it's not that the sukkah is not separated, and at the same time, you don't have dalet tfochim of schach together. I mean, that's lechayre, that you have to know how to be magdir that, but that's lechayre what Tosfos holds, that it would be possible to take away the psul avir and still not to give it a din of dalet tfochim of schach posel. So Tosfos weiter, ein baharu be poiseach tefach, tume ba bayis keneged arube toyer, tume keneged arube kol abayis kolay toyer. Be seife, gersinen ke reishe, the seife is speaking about, you have the same gersa like the reishe, but speaking about pochas mitefach. Dvor macherim yesh bineim chilut mesechas lehos perik yud. Vochalei maise lo kulo, shederach agbor lekatsa mishnayis shal seder taris. Let us go a little further. Dorash Rab Yehuda Bar Iloi Bayish Shenifchas Besichach Al Gabov Ksheiro. Rab Yehuda Bar Iloi says, if you have a house, in the middle of the house, the roof is taken off, you have an empty space, and you put schach on it, so it's kosher. Omar Lefonov Rabbi Shmuel Berab Yosis, Rabbi Shmuel Berab Yosis told Rab Yehuda Bar Iloi, Rabbi Porish, how can you say such a loche? You took off the roof and you put schach there, it's kosher. You have to explain. Kach pirish abba. When my father said this halacha, he explained it. Alba amois, if this dalet amois from the schach to the doifin psula, then it won't help, because then you won't say doifin akumen. Pachis me abba amois ksheirom. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Rabbi Porish es Dvorech. You have to explain what you're saying. It's very misleading. Dorash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi Avrumi Shorye. Avrumi is a type of a sardine, a small fish. You're allowed to eat it. Omar Lefonav Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Porish. You have to explain what you're saying. Kach Omar Rabbe, when my father spoke about this, he elaborated. Shalmok imploini asura, it matters where it comes from. If it comes from this place, it's also Shalmok imploini muteres. What is pshat in the chiluk mekoimis? Avrume rashes min dogim ktanim, ve'ein shirotzim nikorim behem. You look at the fish, you can't recognize any shirotzim there. You look at it, you can't see it. The shalmok employni asurim sheshrotzim gdeilim ba'oisei noho umeiroiv koitnon they're minute ein yocher lahafrisham she'einom nikorim they're not visible to the naked eye but they're shrotzim and it's also out shrotzim shalmok employni muteres she'ein oisei noho megadol shrotzim k'dem aforish. In this other place, there's no, it's a different type of a river there. There's no shrotzim there. So it's mutter. And the Gemara brings, ki hoda omar rabai. It matters where the fish, the, it matters where the fish are. Ki hoda omar rabai, hai tzachneso de vav nare shori. Tachneso de Vav Nare is the Vav Nare is Nare, the name of the Nor was Bav Shori. My time. Ilaimo. These are small fish. Is my time. Ilaimo mishum deredifi mayom. The Shaila was the small fish. It can become Meurib dogim tmeim also. Leime mishum deredifi maya, that the water goes very quickly. By doctor mikim the less lechut hashedra lemotzi koim. So memeilus abay bavnare akoch the only fish which are there are dogim tahirim. Vokechazin in the koi. We see that a doctor may can live in redifi maya. Ela mishum demalichi maya. Maybe you'll tell me because it's salty water by doctor mikim the less like ilfi leimotzi koi bachazin and the koi. We see that they live in salty water also. אלא משום דלוי מרבה תינאיו דוק תומי. וכקויס הנור is not suitable for דוגים תמאים, so דוגים תמאים don't go there. אומר אבינה והאידנה דשופרי נור איסן ונור גם דלוהוסם אסירים. Now למעשה they made that these other two Naores should go into Bav Naore. So Memele, so now we have Dogim Tmeim there. So now one is not permitted to eat this Tzachnas. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Tzachnas Amin Dogim Ktanim, the Bav Nara, now Bav Shmoy. Yadifi Maia Kalois and Memaris Loretz. Chut HaShedra Noisen Koyach Baodom, Ubehema Vedogim Liya Shedrosi Yemedes Bebriyas. וכחזינן דקוי בכמה נהוריס הרדופים במימיהם, לסדגם את המים דבר עושה. קילפי קסקסים. לאי מרבה תינאי דקטומי, אין תית של אויסא אינוהו, מגדיל ומשקית שקוצים ורמוסים. ואידנה שהוסבו לסויכון, עכשיו, now they made that these two rivers should flow into בבנורה, והם מגדלים שקוצים, ומהם יורדים לאי סיינוהו.